Hello, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenlatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, an interview with somebody in the podcast space, tips on podcasting, and so much more. So let's get into it, shall we? Let me tell you about this week's Earbuds sponsor. There are no girls on the internet. Have you listened to the podcast, There Are No Girls on the Internet, hosted by digital activist Bridget Todd? It's all about the ways women and marginalized people are showing up online. Whenever something's happening in technology or on the internet, there's usually a woman behind it, even if her story doesn't get the recognition it deserves. For instance, did you know a woman engineer is basically why we have cell phones, but that she was fired from IBM in the 50s for being trans and her story was almost overlooked? Or what about those bored apes you've been seeing on celebrities' social media? Did you know that they were actually designed by a woman of color who kind of got screwed out of credit? What about the fact that a Black woman who worked at Pinterest developed one of the first policies to keep medical misinformation off social media way before COVID, but she was punished for it? There Are No Girls on the Internet dives into the past, present, and the future of our online experiences, and I hope you'll join me in listening to the new season, which drops on March 1st. Welcome to Feedback with Earbuds. This week, we're celebrating 5 years of our newsletter, Earbuds Podcast Collective, and I cannot believe it. So to celebrate, I brought on some friends to co-host this episode with me. And that is a change because usually it's just me prattling on, and sometimes it makes sense and sometimes it doesn't. But now I will have people here with me to say, Arielle, don't say that. Or Arielle, you're so smart. So I'm very excited to introduce you all to Nina Joss. Nina is here for the first time on the podcast. Nina is our podcast and newsletter coordinator at Earbuds. She is relatively new to the team. Nina, tell us a little bit about you and what made you interested in the podcast world.
Hello. Yes, I'm super glad to be here and so excited to be part of the team. I'm Nina, and I got involved in podcasting when I was in college. I did a lot of podcast work for my university's newspaper. So that kind of kicked me off into the field. And so I'm just here excited to be learning a ton about all sides of the podcast space that I didn't know about before.
Nina, tell us a bit about the podcast that you worked on in college. It's super cool.
Of course. So the podcast I did in college was called The West Ham Project, which was part of a series called Beneath the Surface at the University of Richmond. And it was all about memorialization on our campus and the stories behind the names of people on our buildings. So there was a lot of conversation around these topics during Black Lives Matter during the summer of 2020 and into the school year after that at my university. So we had a lot of conversations with people about different perspectives and histories behind our specific campus's role in all of those conversations.
Really, really awesome. I'm really glad to have you on the team. Nina has been helping me with the newsletter and with the podcast, and she's been really helping us as we sort out how to celebrate our fifth birthday. So I definitely wanted to make sure to have Nina on the podcast to celebrate 5 years of Earbuds. And I've also got Lauren Passell here. You have probably heard her name a bunch on this show if you're a longtime listener of Feedback with Earbuds. Lauren is the author of 2 podcast newsletters. Lauren, hello, and tell us about your podcast newsletters and all that you do in the podcast space.
Hi, Arielle. Say everything. You're smart. And I'm so happy to be called your friend. And I'm congratulations on 5 years. And yes, I'm Lauren Passell. I have 2 podcast newsletters, Podcast Marketing Magic. And you can find that at podcastmarketingmagic.substack.com and Podcast the Newsletter, which is at podcastthenewsletter.substack.com. And I also am the founder of a media growth company that helps podcasts grow called Tink.
And Lauren, you listen to... Do you know how many hours of podcasts you listen to on average per week?
Oof, people ask me this all the time and it's embarrassing. I would say 25 to 30 hours. And I'm listening really fast usually. And not always. I mean, at the very least.
I can't wait to find out what is going to happen to our brains in however many years. Is this good for it? Is this bad for it? Only time will tell.
I remember Dori Shafrir in like 2017 wrote an article that was like, people are listening at 3.0 speed. And I was like, no way. And now I'm one of those people. So my brain doesn't want to know.
So yes, listeners, usually this is a solo show where up at the top of the show and at the bottom of each episode, I ramble on about some things. And then the middle chunk of the show is an interview between me and the curator of the week. If you're not familiar, Earbuds is a podcast recommendation newsletter where each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. And then I invite the curator onto this show and I ask them about their podcast picks. I ask them about what they love about podcasting and anything else that feels relevant. But this week, since we're celebrating 5 years of the newsletter, Nina and I curated a list. So Lauren is here to interview us about our podcast picks. Before we get to our podcast picks, let's take a look back on these past 5 years. Nina has spent some time over the past few weeks compiling some statistics for us. Nina, do you want to share some of those with us? I did not prepare you for this, so if you want to just pull up the doc.
Sorry. Yes, I've got it. Yeah, so it was a ton of fun to gather all sorts of data about all the amazing accomplishments we've had over the past 5 years. So some of the standout numbers we've got are that over the past 5 years, we released 265 issues of our newsletter. And within those issues of the newsletter over the past 5 years, we've recommended 1,302 different podcast episodes. And those came from 253 different curators. All sorts of different people can submit lists. We have people who make their own podcasts. We have people who are just passionate listeners. So 253 have contributed. And if you are a listener, you could be one. And we have also released 119 episodes of Feedback with Earbuds, which is what you're listening to right now. So this will make it 120. And if you listen to all of the podcast episodes we've ever recommended, you'd be listening for 55,986 minutes, which is just over 2 weeks. So if you find yourself with 2 weeks on your hands at any point and want to see how long you can stay awake, we've got the content to do it.
Damn. Nina, you just crushed it. I'm going to call you like statistics maven.
Yeah, that was a fun new role for me. I was like, ooh, numbers and research. This is not usually my cup of tea, but it's kind of fun.
We're also going to release the statistics. It's always been really hard for me to say statistics. I remember once in ninth grade, my friend Naomi and I opted in to take a health class because we wanted to learn about sex. Like we wanted to take it. And then we had to do a class on statistics and we really struggled to say statistics. So I'm just going to say stats. So we will release, or we will have already released, depending on when you're listening to this, our stats, some more stats that Nina did not get to just now. We're calling it our 5-year data breakdown, and it's going to be on our blog, and we're going to link to it in the show notes of this episode. Please make sure to check it out. We worked really hard on it. We worked with an amazing designer named Kayla Schafkowitz, who made it look pretty, and we really hope it's going to give some insight into what these past 5 years of listening were like. We're also excited to see what the next 5 years of Earbuds will bring for us and for you and for people who will find the newsletter in the future. It's been an amazing half decade, isn't that quite a way to say it, of sharing podcast recommendations. And if you're interested in celebrating with us, which by the way, we plan to do this entire year, we're not just stopping in February because we always like an occasion to have a party. Here are some ways to party with us. And Lauren and Nina, will you help me tell folks about them?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Let's start with Lauren. Would you like to take on number one?
Yes. Listen to a podcast that Earbuds has recommended over the years. And the best way to do that is by going to the website, earbudspodcastcollective.org, and click on the podcast recommendations tab. There are now 5 years of lists to choose from.
Nina, number two.
And another way you can help support us is by telling a friend about the newsletter. Earbuds is our baby, and we really want more people to know about it. So send a text with our signup link or an email, or show up at your friend's house and don't leave till they subscribe. We'd appreciate it so, so much, truly.
Number three.
And you can buy a t-shirt from the Tee Public shop. So if you go to teepublic.com and search for Earbuds Podcasting, you can get the logo on a t-shirt or really any clothing item.
And last but not least, you can support us on Patreon. There are a lot of costs that go into Earbuds Podcast Collective. For transparency's sake, we pay for website hosting, transcribing our podcast, producing this podcast, for MailChimp, and for lots more. Any support you can provide via Patreon really, really helps. To learn more, head to patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective.
And those are just some ways that you can party with us, celebrate with us 5 years of Earbuds Podcast Collective. We're open to other ideas. So if you want to celebrate us in a different way, please feel free to do so. So let's get to this week's podcast picks. In honor of 5 years of Earbuds, we chose the theme, would you celebrate with us? And I bet you're wondering why. Why would, Nina?
Well, apparently wood is the traditional gift for 5-year anniversaries. So we found 5 podcast episodes on this topic. I promise it's more exciting than it sounds. There's some very specific stuff out there.
Lauren, would you celebrate with us? Let's get into it.
Okay, so episode number 1 is from a show I love, hosted by Alex Schmidt, called Secretly Incredibly Fascinating. And the episode is number 2, Pencils. Why did you choose this?
So this episode is pretty fascinating, as it says in the title. In this podcast, they go into all sorts of different random things about the world that you might not expect have an interesting history. So this episode about number 2, Pencils, takes you back to filling in those bubbles on SAT Scantron tests and brings you back to the significance that that tool held for us in school. For me, it definitely invoked a feeling of nostalgia.
And for me, a fear of standardized testing.
One of my favorite things from this episode that I learned, and this is a little bit of a spoiler alert, but did you ever know that there are 21 grades of pencils? Number 2 is just the name of a grade. In the US, we only have number 1, 2, 3, and 4. But using a numerical pencil grading system is kind of like our refusal to go metric. Most of the world uses letters to describe hardness and darkness, whereas in the United States, we use numbers. So that's where the number 2 comes from.
I had no idea. When was the last time either of you used a number 2 pencil that you can remember?
I have them around my house. I'm old. I still use number 2 pencils. I love them. They feel great.
They do.
Erase them.
I don't think I can even remember the last time I held one. I've been on a big pen roll these days, and all the pencils that I've come across recently have been mechanical. So it felt like a pretty foreign concept to me as I listened to this episode, which is kind of weird because they used to be a big part of my life.
My problem is the sharpening, you know, because like we used to have sharpeners all over the place, and now you have to have like a little one and you lose it. I don't know if I'm speaking out of turn, but I would like to recommend another podcast
episode.
Am I allowed to do that? Okay.
Yeah. You can do anything.
One of my favorite shows is The Boring Talks, and it's a beautiful artistic storytelling about things that are supposedly boring. And there is a beautiful episode on number 2 pencils that will give you new appreciation for number 2 pencils.
Love it. Yes, we could not include everything, and we did consider including that. So we'll, you know what we'll do is probably in addition to our 5 podcast picks for this week, we'll do like an extras.
The more podcasts, the better.
Absolutely.
Okay, number 2 is from Ologies with Allie Ward. And there's an episode called Cabinology. Why'd you choose it?
That is a great question. First of all, Allie Ward, I discovered her. I didn't discover her. I started listening to her during the pandemic. I remember going on walks in the early part of the scary pandemic. The way she introduces herself at the beginning of every episode is just so perfect. But every single topic is digestible. And she asks the right questions so that even though you're not an expert in this field, she makes you feel like you will understand the topic at hand by the end of the episode.
Can I give a quick fact about Allie Ward?
Please.
Because I love her too, because I actually think she's like a brilliant wordsmith. Like the way
yes.
she says things, she chooses special, she has her own vocabulary. You could write a whole book about the words she uses. But I discovered her, I was on crutches and I was brand new to podcasts, and it was hard to find new podcasts to listen to. And she had a podcast with Georgia Hardstark called Slumber Party with Allie and Georgia. And they pretended like they were having a slumber party, and they would invite guests and they would play slumber party games and talk about snacks. Go listen to it, because it really was when I fell in love with, I remember the exact episode. It was when I fell in love with podcasts.
I love that. Thank you for enlightening us, Lauren, with extras. It's really fun.
I also think Allie Ward is one of the first hosts that I ever listened to outside of, you know, I discovered Radiolab, This American Life, was like, oh, podcasts are cool. And I think Ologies is the first podcast that I ever listened to that wasn't one of those like everybody knows it types of things. I think a lot more people know it now, but she definitely does an awesome job just talking about the most random topics, and you leave thinking, oh, I didn't know you could make a whole episode about that, but you could.
And my little spoiler alert from this episode is that cabana is linguistically related to the word cabin, which now that I say it out loud, it's like, duh. But at the time, you know, that's why you listen to podcasts, you know, because you get all these nice new facts.
Definitely. And this episode also stuck out to me because coincidentally, I'm actually staying in a log cabin this week in northern Michigan where my grandparents used to live. And so I'm just here surrounded by lots of woods. So the second I started thinking about wood, I thought of cabins. And so Who better to teach us than Allie?
And Nina, tell us about Huga.
Huga, and I think I'm saying it right because that's how
I think you're right.
They say it in the podcast. So Huga is a Danish and Norwegian concept which cannot be directly translated to English, but if you were to try and conceptualize in English, it's about kind of coziness, warmth, and a homely feeling. So in this episode, they talk a little bit about that concept and how it relates to cabins. So as I worked on this in front of the fireplace in the cabin I'm in, I thought, yep, that's pretty accurate.
Okay. Next, Woodpreneur podcast, which I love that that exists. And why did you choose this episode with Laura Sissoko?
Decided that wood was going to be our theme for the week. I wanted to find a maker who made things with wood. And a lot of the people who make things with wood, spoiler alert, are men. So I scrolled the archives of this podcast and I found Laura Sissoko and I loved this episode. I would never find this podcast on my own accord, meaning I would never naturally seek out a podcast about woodpreneurs. But this gave me the opportunity to learn about a whole new field that I'm not very well versed in. And that is really why I started Earbuds in the first place 5 years ago, is to be exposed to concepts and people that I would not seek out naturally on my own.
Hell yeah, Laura. And also, Ariel, I believe you're a podpreneur.
Hell yeah.
I definitely think also this episode, it was interesting to learn how Laura, as she's been working in her own personal business, has been impacted by political events in the Central African Republic, which is where she's from. So I found it really interesting to learn about how those events have impacted her business and how it's caused her to change aspects of it to keep it ethical. I thought that added a really unique twist to this episode.
Okay, next we have something from the food podcast. And actually, my cat is hungry and meowing right now. So perfect timing, Monty. And I wouldn't have said anything, but I was listening to Roxane Gay's podcast this morning and her dog was barking. So that means everyone can allow their pet onto the show officially today. But anyway, why the episode about wooden spoons?
I actually didn't know much about this podcast before, but I really like it and want to listen to it more after discovering this episode. But I never thought very much about wooden spoons as being anything more than a simple kitchen tool until my sister moved to Ecuador a couple years ago. And she happened to be living very close to the town with, get this, the world's largest wooden spoon, which is a random landmark that existed in this small town in Ecuador. It's called Paute, Ecuador, if you're interested in looking it up. So I learned through her that in some cultures and families, wooden spoons hold much more significance than just being, you know, like another spatula or a fork. They actually have a lot more significance than that to some people. So
Nina, I feel like you were born to do this playlist. Like there's something cosmic in the universe where like all of these episodes, you have this amazing insight. I'm just so impressed.
It really kind of came together. When we decided wood, I thought, oh boy, I don't know where we're going to begin. And then I don't remember who I was on the phone with. I think my boyfriend or my sister. And I was just said, name things made out of wood. And then I just started thinking of a million more things made out of wood. And it all kind of came together.
Is your boyfriend a lumberjack? Don't tell me the answer. I'm just going to pretend yes.
I wish.
Okay. It's very dangerous. I think you should be glad he's not.
Yeah, that's true. He's a software engineer, so a little bit more safety on that front.
The next episode is from a show I love, Brains On, a podcast for kids. Why did you choose Trees From Seed to Shining Seed?
Well, I really wanted to include a kids podcast because I wanted to show that any list that you as a curator curate with Earbuds can be all over the place, united by a theme. So I love that this episode is for kids, but really anybody can listen to it. And most importantly, kids have the best questions. And in this episode, there are a lot of questions about trees and about wood and about bark and about how trees grow. And I thought that was so, it brings you back a little bit.
Do they talk about how The Giving Tree is the saddest book of all time?
It is the saddest book. No, I don't think they mention it.
Well, we're mentioning it here.
Now you know.
I definitely agree, though, Ariel, about how the kids' questions really just bring you back to some simple childlike wonder. And hearing their voices asking those questions was just the cutest thing ever. Not to mention, there's a kid in this episode named Sai, who's a 9-year-old, who kind of co-hosts this episode with Molly Bloom. And his voice sounds exactly like my brother's voice from when he was that age, so much so that I played it out loud for my dad, and you should have seen his face. He like gasped and dropped what he was holding. It was like, whoa, that does sound like him.
Wow. So your brother has traveled back through time. You once again are perfect for this recommendation. I'm not surprised. Also, if you love Molly Bloom, she is hosting a new podcast called Torched about nutsy cuckoo Olympic problems. It's very fun.
Ooh, I love Olympic problems. I'm in.
The best part of the Olympics.
So, Lauren, those are our podcast picks for this week's theme, which is, would you celebrate with us?
I love them. So perfect. I cannot believe how much I learned just hearing you talk about them. So I can't wait to go listen to all of them. But I have some questions for you. So, like, what do you hope listeners get out of these podcast picks?
What I hope people get out of this is there are lots of different ways that you can interpret a theme, right? Like, would you celebrate with us? We could have done podcasts about celebration. We could have done podcasts about the number five. We could have done podcasts about, I don't know, podcasts to celebrate this podcast newsletter. But we decided to go in the direction of wood and trees and bark and, I don't know, wooden spoons, because podcasts can teach you about anything. And I just feel like this list did a really good job of getting to like every corner imaginable of the wood universe.
Also, I would like to take a second to promote my list, which I made before I was even friends with Ariel, when we were just email addresses in the void. I made a list on pain, and you can find that link in the show notes. Just kidding. I don't do the show notes.
No, we can find it in the show notes.
Well, then, yeah, sure. Go check out those show notes. My list rules. Yeah, hell yeah.
Early on, Lauren curated a list for us. I want to say like 2018. Does that sound
right? Something like that. Yep.
Actually, that list, was it Pain and Suffering?
Yes.
This list was in 2020, not to correct, but ooh, I did spend a lot of time with this data recently. And happens to be our most popular newsletter of the year 2020. So
what? No way.
It was clicked on, read, listened to.
Data Nina.
Data Nina, I love your stats even more now. I love them before.
So Lauren, you might get a little feature there in our fifth year celebration. Oh,
data wrap up. Yeah.
So now tell me what makes Earbuds different from all the other newsletters.
So when I started Earbuds in 2017, my thought was, I have my five favorite podcasts. Lauren has her five favorite podcasts, though we didn't know each other. Nina maybe had hers, but maybe not because you were probably in high school. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, God. My thought was, you know, we all have our favorite radio programs, podcasts, what have you. But how do we make sure that we make a dent in this growing list of podcasts that exist in the world? Even in 2017, there were hundreds of thousands of podcasts, and now there are over a million, by some estimates, over 2 million, and many more millions of episodes to choose from within then. We can't possibly get to everything. But if we listen to our same five favorite podcasts every week, we're not really expanding our horizons, and there's a lot of incredible content out there. So my goal with Earbuds was, let's try to listen to podcasts outside of what we would find naturally on our own by searching for our interests. So if everybody curates a list, then we can listen to shows of other people's, we can listen to other people's shows and learn about the world through that. So I really think that what makes Earbuds different from other newsletters, what makes it stand out, is that each week somebody else gets to show off something that they love. And we have had themes really that run the gamut from game theory to sports, you know, pretty typical recommendation lists like that, but then also pain and suffering and empathy, and really any word, we've probably had a list on it.
Love it. Now, I want to hear from both of you. How did you discover your fifth birthday? Can you remember, or do you remember like a birthday party that you really loved when you were a little kid?
That's a fun question.
Yes.
Thank you. Dad and Nina.
I think, you know, my fifth birthday is definitely not a conscious memory for me. I mean, I'm sure I was a little tyke running around. I bet my cousins were involved.
Ariel, what about you? Do you remember?
I had a lot of bowling birthday parties for some reason.
And were you good? Is that why?
No.
Did you want to rub it in everyone's face? Oh,
okay. No, it was just such an easy birthday, I guess. So there were a lot of bowling birthdays growing up, not just for me. Like, yes, I had a bowling birthday maybe 3 years in a row, but also many other people did. And that's what I really remember. It probably was for my fifth birthday was a bowling birthday, but I remember for my birthday that was in fifth grade. So that's sort of related. I was 10. I had a kickboxing birthday. That was fun.
Oh man, that is amazing. Okay. I also am just curious, how do you each discover new shows? I need help.
I mean, this is super cliche, but to be honest, I think through this this new position and community for me has been the biggest way. I don't think I ever knew this many podcasts existed. So just going through and looking at all of our past newsletters and going from there, and then they all just connect to each other. I feel like every time I find a new one, it leads me to more. But for someone like you, Lauren, who listens to 25 hours a week, I don't know how to help you find more. I'm way at the beginning stage of that. So,
well, you helped me find a bunch of podcasts on wood I never would have found. So thank you.
Hey, there you go.
I discover podcasts through newsletters. And I know we preach that a lot, you and I, Lauren, on Twitter. And one of the best ways to grow your show is by working with other shows to cross promote. And that's another way that I find podcasts is when my favorite podcast host tells me that they show that they love. I would say after newsletters, it's cross promos. And then also, I really like what CastBox curates on their app. So their homepage is a pretty good selection of podcasts to choose from.
Well, I have one more question, and I'm going to answer it first. Nina, you can think about what your answer is. And I want us to talk about our favorite things about REO in like a sentence. And I'll be angry if this gets cut out, even though I have no power over this episode.
Do you know who the producer is?
I hope it's not you.
It's me. Okay. I'll keep it,
I'm
though.
Calling your mom after we finish this. Arielle's the best. She helps everyone. She wants this industry to grow. And so she celebrates everyone and gives people advice. I can't think of anyone who loves podcasting more than her. I can't believe I get to talk to her every day. I feel so lucky. She has the best laugh. She's always positive when I want to be positive, but also like we hate the same things. And that really comes in handy when you're looking for a good friend. So much respect. Happy birthday, Earbuds. And thank you. And Nina, what is one of your many favorite things about REO?
Yes, it's crazy. I have a lot of favorite things and I just met her like a month and a half ago. But I think that she has a very authentic selflessness, like you're saying, in the podcast space where it's just so, even before I started working with her for Earbuds, Arielle posted in an email listserv I'm in, and it was usually people are posting jobs and asking for help and stuff. And Arielle posted something that just said, "Hey, if anybody ever needs help with anything or wants to get into the podcast world, let me know." I was like, what? Who is this person? There's nothing in it for her. And I think that that attitude definitely comes through in all of the relationships that I've witnessed you having and in ours as well. So I'm very grateful for that.
And one more thing. Every time I'm like, "Hey, Arielle, we should do this." And she's like, "Yeah, good idea." In like 2 seconds, it'll already be done. Like she just gets stuff done. I really appreciate that.
Thank you, guys. I'm glad our cameras are not on because I wouldn't know where to look and I would feel awkward, but I appreciate all the kind words.
We love you.
Well, Lauren, thank you so much for guiding us through those podcast picks. I guess I will take over hosting duties now for the end, for the latter portion of our episode, but please, both of you, please feel free to stick around. I still have a few more things that I would love your comments on. How does that sound?
Great.
Let's do it.
So next up, we mentioned this a few times, but the way Earbuds functions is through curators. I get emails all the time saying, how can my podcast be considered to be included in an upcoming list? And the answer is you can make your own list and then include your episode in that list. Anyone can curate a list. You can find a link to the application form in our newsletter, and there is going to be a link to it in the show notes of this episode. Next up, it is spotlight time. In addition to our weekly 5 podcast picks, we also like to spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlight in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. This week, we're spotlighting the podcast Into America from MSNBC. Here to tell us about the podcast is producer of the show, Aisha Turner.
Hey, Earbuds listeners, I'm Aisha Turner, and I'm the executive producer for the podcast Into America. We're excited to have been selected as the spotlight pick for this week. Into America is all about Black politics and culture and the beauty of the Black American experience. We're currently working on a special series about the legacy of Reconstruction. And this was an era after the Civil War when Black people were gaining citizenship and first establishing their lives as free people. Episode 1 is out now. It's all about the incredible story of Robert Smalls. So this was a man born into slavery who fought for his own freedom and later went on to be a congressman. So we hope you'll join us for Reconstructed and continue to check out the rest of the show week after week. Our website is msnbc.com/IntoAmerica, and you can follow us on Twitter using the handle @IntoAmericaPod. We drop on Thursdays wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to Into America wherever you get your podcasts. And thank you, Aisha, for sending in that voice note. Okay, before we close it out, I've got a few more podcasty things that you might be interested in. And because I've got Lauren and Nina here, I would like to ask, what is going on in your podcast world, Lauren?
Well, Arielle, we were just on the podcast Lizard People, not to brag. Go look it up. Lizard People is a comedy conspiracy theory show, and we try to convince the hosts and you, the listener, that Joe Rogan is a government plant who is there to discredit podcasters. And it's pretty wild and funny. And then I also, you know, have Podcast Marketing Magic, Podcast the Newsletter, and Ariel and I are speaking at Podcast Movement in LA soon. So come out and say hi. We'll high five you. And also, one of my favorite things in my world right now is podcast therapy. Ariel and I will consult people, have a lot of fun helping people grow their shows with hour-long sessions. And it's always the best part of my day.
And we're also making shirts for podcast therapy. So find us at Podcast Movement and maybe we'll give you a shirt. You never know. Nina, do you want to share, because now you've been working with Earbuds for a little bit over a month, something that you've learned about the podcast space that you did not know a month ago?
Wow. Yeah. So many things. I could write a book about it. I think one of the biggest things that I've learned so far is that it's a really connected space, or so it seems, that, you know, I'll be looking on one newsletter about one thing and then realize that people from that newsletter know people who are hosting a different podcast. And then I'll message a host on Twitter and then they'll connect me to somebody who's for another podcast that I know. And it really seems like there's definitely a community involved in this world, which from afar as a listener, I just never realized. I just thought it was as separate as every book that exists out there. But it seems to be definitely a pretty close-knit space in some spaces of it. I'm sure it's not all like that, but from right here, it seems like a lot of people are out to help each other.
That is it for this week of Feedback with Earbuds. Thank you so much to Lauren Pacell and Nina Joss for joining me for this episode. It was really fun to record with friends. And shout out to Squadcast.fm for providing us with our recording platform. I'm the community manager of Squadcast.fm. And if you want to try a free trial of the software, head to www.squadcast.fm. We're back next week with more podcast recommendations. Happy 5 years of Earbuds and happy listening.
Happy birthday.
Feedback with Earbuds is written by me, Ariel Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. The newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonsky. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening.